Johnny wasn't throwing today?
I just had a little elbow soreness, so we just wanted to rest it for the day. Still let him go through everything else. But just it was the accumulation of reps started to get a little sore. I mean, we would do that with any of the guys, but he was the one who was experiencing some stiffness.
Will he play Thursday?
Yeah, we're anticipating that. It was just today.
He had a big ice pack on his elbow after the scrimmage. Was that where it happened?
All of our quarterbacks iced down afterwards.
That was not unusual.
Standard.
What about Joe Thomas? Any
today was a scheduled day off.
So you think the knee and the ankle, whatever, yeah. Fine?
How about his playing status?
We'll determine that. Position coaches are formulating their plan just to kind of see where we are. There's a chance Joe plays a little bit. There's a chance that he doesn't go out there and take a snap. So we've yet to determine that. But it would be unrelated to yesterday.
Mike, what's your play time plan for the different units?
Probably be typical first game. Get guys, the starters for sure. But it'll be all an individualized plan. You'll get some guys that are with the ones that might go into the second quarter. You might get some ones that don't play at all. So, and anything in between. But it's just hard to give an actual amount just because you don't know how the game's going to play out. Things aren't going well. Sometimes you want to keep them out there longer. Things are going well. You want to pull them sooner. Or the way that they're going, their unit's not getting a lot of reps. So that's very fluid.
So you're making about a quarter for most of the season?
Yeah, roughly. It's safe to say.
Mike, how good do you think your team is heading into this first preseason game compared to a year ago?
It's just hard to tell at this point because we've just been going against ourselves. So I feel we're ahead of where we were a year ago offensively. But until we go out there against someone else, that's hard to make that statement.
Mike, can you say the extent to which Thomas was examined yesterday? Did he need an MRI? Did he take one? Or?
I don't think he got one. I mean, I know he went in, the doctor went in there and took a look at him, but I'm trying to think back. I don't think he went for an MRI.
How excited are you to see the rookies go against a different offense and defense for the first time?
You always are, just because it's really their first true competition, NFL competition. So it's sometimes a night where you sit back and see the look on their faces. Sometimes it's very, very wide-eyed. Some guys, like a Joel Bitonio that walked out there and looked like he'd been playing in the league 4 or 5 years. So you never know what it's going to look like till it happens, but it's something as a staff you're always anticipating it.
Yeah, Campbell made a nice pick over there. Just to talk about where he's developed his game.
Yeah, I see he's been solid. I mean, he's very smart, so picking up the system has not been an issue for him. But he's one of those guys on that list. Like, very curious to see how he is. I know he'll be a big part of Taves' plans as a core teamer. He'll get a lot of work there, and he'll certainly get a good chunk of the game at safety.
Mike, you mentioned that the guys had practiced by today, that you could assume that they probably wouldn't play on Thursday. Does that still hold true with guys like Pryor and Butler?
Yeah. Yes.
You were talking about yesterday that your last play, Hartline, got a little banged up, but he had no problem coming out here again today. Would you expect that from a guy like him with his resume?
Well, to me, it's just dependent on the injury. It wasn't that. I mean, it was just a low ankle, just twisted it. So it was something that was not we felt it was a serious thing. So, I mean, we'll be careful with all of our guys, and we'll always err on the side of caution, especially this early in camp. But he's a guy that was, no issues coming back from it. We put it on the player, especially the guys that have veteran guys that we'll trust their judgment. So, no, Brian's fine.
Mike, what have you seen from Rob Hauser? We've seen him drop sheer passes, 11-on-11. Has he been consistent enough to keep him? How has he progressed?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something that's obvious that he needs to work on. But the rest of his game has been solid. But that's something that when the ball gets thrown to you, you got to catch it. I know that's something that he knows, and Coach Angelico knows, and they work on it every day. But we're in a bottom line business. When the ball gets thrown to you, you got to catch it. So confident that he'll put in the work that he needs to do, and then when we get out there in the preseason games, and that's when it counts the most. We'll see how it plays out.
What have you seen from Vince Manley?
Coming off the thumb, I think he struggled just a little bit early in camp with some soreness and just you know, catching balls that he hadn't went through all spring without having the quarterbacks throw to him. But Vince has done some good things. I think he's faster in pads than we anticipated him to be. I mean, he plays hard every snap. That's an encouraging thing because you know good things will happen when you have that mentality. So, but we'll see. He's one of those guys too. How's he going to respond in a game situation?
I know you just got back out here, but Wilbert said one thing about Terrence is his attitude. He's been a little bit better. They have you guys haven't had problems with him. What have you seen from him off the field? Because that was an issue with maturity last year.
Yeah, I think he's taken a step. I think there's still room for improvement, but I think Terrence is headed in the right direction on that front.
Last one.
Go ahead, Pat.
With a guy like Pryor, it seems like you would need to see him on the field games to judge whether he can do this or not. How tough is he making it for himself not being able to play?
Yeah, but you deal in reality. Right now he can't be out there. He's taking all the mental reps that he can. But that only gets you so far, so it is unfortunate. Similar to Duke. I mean, we need to know what we have in both those guys, and when they're not out there, that hurts us.